Last night at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus, a discussion was held on whether the state of Alaska should devote resources to sustain rural villages. The evening began with a spirited debate by UAA students offering compelling arguments for and against the state ramping up support for services and economic growth in rural Alaska. The student proposals set the tone for the panel discussion that followed and featured both economists and Alaska Native people examining the complex issue. Scott Goldsmith is an economist with the Institute of Social and Economic Research. He says the migration from rural Alaska to urban centers has been going on for 30 years and won't stop. He says he's concerned about continuing the perception that economic development can create cash economies in small, remote communities.
It hasn't happened in the past, and there's no evidence from the rest of the U.S. that communities of this size can become self-sustainable.
Goldsmith says he's also concerned about infrastructure attempts that get done in an incomplete fashion and perhaps would be better not attempted at all if they can't provide the same level of service as found in larger communities. But he asks if it seems fair to subsidize health care and other services in rural Alaska to equalize the service, much as the federally subsidized postal service works.
I don't think that postage stamp rates should be extended to other kinds of public services. But then I think about, well, what about urban Alaska? We're really, all of us, being subsidized. We're all on the dole, right? So that really doesn't work very well.
Aleut Larry Mikuliev says the state should absolutely help sustain rural Alaska, but he says that doesn't mean the people there want something for nothing.
I remember sitting just 6 years ago in front of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council arguing for 1% of the human take of halibut in Alaska shores for Alaska Native peoples. 1%. And we got a counter-argument from a member of the council that said, well, if your population increases, do you want another 1%? Wow. Wow. And they got 98% for what? Sports fishing and commercial fishing.
Paul Unktaguk is with the UAA's College of Education. He says the first thing to ask is for the state to do no further harm in rural Alaska. He referenced abysmal law enforcement in remote communities where people are told they must wait and allow state troopers or poorly trained public safety officers to handle crimes in their villages. He says the state must reach out to tribal leaders
and extend diplomatic relations to the tribes and governances that have been there for thousands of years and say, let's enter into a healthy, respectful partnership in how to resolve these issues. And that would mean allowing tribal peoples to have real powers in Alaska and to welcome them to be partners in starting to solve our own problems.
Unktaguk also talked about the plight of villages washing into the Bering Sea because of coastal erosion. He says when people wonder why villages were built in such vulnerable places, he gives them a history lesson about the nomadic nature of many Alaska Native people who went to the coast only in the summer.
You had lots of wind, it's easy to dry the salmon, and that's where the sandspit was. And so people were there. The teacher/missionaries unload the school, put it where the people are. It's the summer camp. Where was the winter camp? In the sheltered area by fresh water in the tree line. So if we have a problem with the infrastructure, location, and cost today, whose responsibility is that? Who do we submit the bill to?
Other areas of discussion acknowledged the difficulty for young people being pulled in two directions, with traditional life on one side and rapid contemporary social changes on the other.